First, Australian Albanian movie, Bloodlands. In a few months, we'll hit cinemas, entirely shot in Albania with Albanian cast of actors. Film director and producer, it's our own Australian, Stephen Castricios, who is on our phone line. Stephen, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stephen, could you please, to our listeners, tell what is movie about? We know it's horror movie. Could you please tell us a short synopsis, what is movie about?
It's about a family who live, you know, in a little town, little village, somewhere in Albania. And it's sort of following the tensions within a family. They run a little butcher shop, and the teenage kids, you know, they don't really want to stay there and work in this job their whole life. So there's a bit of tension there about the generation gap between them and their parents, old Albania versus modern Albania a little bit. And meanwhile, while this is all playing out, there is a witch that has come to haunt them, that lives in the mountains near their house. So that's the basic setup of it.
Stephen, this is the first Albanian horror movie. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I was told. I mean, I wasn't aware of that when I got the idea.
Yeah.
And then when I started talking to Dee, also known as Dritan Urbana, who's my Australian actor friend who came on to produce this film with me.
Yes.
He informed me pretty quickly that, hey, this has never been done before, and this will be a first. And so that helped us a lot when we were actually there, because it generated a lot of interest with the actors and the crew that we were trying to find there, and also just getting support from the local film industry and finding equipment and that sort of thing. Like, people were really excited about that.
You mentioned Dritan Urbana. Your first contact with Albania was through a producer, as you said, Dritan Urbana. Was Albania what you were expecting?
It was more or less. I have traveled quite a bit around the world, and I'm Greek on my dad's side. So I've been to Greece, and I noticed as soon as we got off the airport in Tirana, just seeing the landscape, it looked remarkably similar to mainland Greece, at least the parts I saw. And, you know, Dee, I've been friends with Dee for years, and he's always telling us stories about Albania. So I had, you know, a collection of short stories swimming around in my head about what this place was going to be like. And it was more or less what I was expecting, yeah.
Yeah. Bloodlands, was this original title, first one you came with?
I've had that title written down for years, because I always thought it was a good title, and I was surprised no one had used it. You know, this project came together very quickly, and I scrolled through my list and I thought, oh, actually, this would fit really well, because it's, you know, it's about blood feuds. There's a vampiric witch that's in it, so there's it would fit quite well. So, that's where the title came from.
Yeah. Let's talk about Albanian cast of actors. Did you have problem finding them, and how satisfied were you with acting?
Well, the acting was the biggest risk of the project, because I'd done a lot of small productions, you know, since I was a teenager as a filmmaker. It's like almost like a one-man band, so I was confident that even if I couldn't find a crew there, I could still, you know, shoot it myself. Fortunately, I did find a crew there, but the big risk was, are there good actors there? And Dee, being a trained actor in Australia, you know, he has a very good sense of that, and he assured me there are lots of good actors there. And he happens to be childhood friends with Town Kazazi, who's our co-producer and casting director. And so he came on board, and, you know, we ended up just holding auditions kind of the normal way you would. And for over a period of 2 weeks, we saw a couple hundred people, and people were driving from Macedonia and from Kosovo, and Albanians from England were contacting us. So we definitely, got people's attention.
A movie was shot in and around Tirana. How did you find out working in Albania? Was it difficult?
No. I mean, I went there knowing to keep the production manageable and small. So I knew, you know, we only needed a few crew people to turn up every day. We weren't filming big, complicated scenes in public. You know, it was all pretty manageable. And there were huge advantages to being in Albania because there's, you know, in some ways, from a filmmaking perspective, it's kind of like the Wild West there. Like, no one's really paying attention, so you can kind of make the film in a guerrilla filmmaker style, and no one's really going to even notice you're doing that. So that helped a lot, just having that sense of freedom. You know, we're in Australia, there's regulations everywhere, and, you know, if you want to get a permit to park your lighting truck in the middle of George Street, Sydney, it's going to cost you like thousands and thousands of dollars. Whereas Dee, you know, he was able to get into contact with everyone. So we filmed in Elbasan, and he called up the mayor of Elbasan, and, you know, we found a butcher shop, and, you know, everything came together really easily. So, yeah, but there were some gaps in some of the equipment, and there were little things that we couldn't find. Like, we found it very difficult to find a tripod and a battery for the camera, and just sort of simple things like that were, at the time in 2014 when we were shooting, were kind of a little bit patchy. But there are, like, world-class filmmakers there. There's just not a lot of them. So it was a small network that we were able to tap into, and they were offering us, you know, steady cams and professional equipment just to support us. So it was a little bit of a mixed bag, but we got everything we needed.
Yeah, sure. Just for our listeners, just let me explain. You know, when you say D, that means the Dritan Arbana, the producer. Okay, movies in Albanian language. Was it difficult to work with Albanian actors, you know, when they're talking in Albanian? You probably do not understand so good Albanian, or maybe at all. Was it difficult?
It was a challenge, and I knew it would be a challenge, obviously, going there. So I wrote the script in English, and then Dee translated it into Albanian. But going there, I was planning to actually shoot the film myself. But as soon as we did the first audition, which was like a 5-minute scene, the actress, you know, starts talking, and I'm holding the camera, and I'm realizing not only do I not know what she's saying, but I don't know which part of the scene, you know, she's in now. So I had no idea what, you know, how to judge the performance and hold the camera and focus everything, you know. So I realized, okay, I'm going to need a local cameraman to come and be the director of photography. And we found Leo. I need to practice pronouncing all these last names for my next interview. But Leo came on board and did a great job. And that allowed me to focus more on the performances. And I learned, like, we needed to break the scenes down into small chunks. So that way I could keep track of, you know, okay, I don't know what they're saying, but I wrote the script and I know where they are in the scene. I know how they should be acting in this moment and that moment. So it just became a manageable challenge that we got over pretty quickly. The biggest challenge, or a bigger challenge, was actually the fact that we were there making, obviously, the first horror film, and most of the cast had not really seen any horror films. They'd never heard of The Exorcist, you know, and so there was a big kind of popular culture gap that meant that sometimes they weren't really sure what we were going for. They weren't quite sure the tone we were going for. So that was more of a challenge. But we allowed plenty of time to shoot, and there was always a very healthy discussion around everything. And I had a team of translators as well. All the crew spoke very good English, and they were all kind of movie people who knew what I was talking about. If I'm making a reference to Homer Simpson or a Seinfeld episode, like, these guys would usually know what I was talking about, and they would explain it to the actors who were more kind of classically trained and, you know, had more influence from Italian cinema or Russian cinema rather than American cinema.
For how long did you shoot the movie in Albania?
We were there for 9 weeks, and the first 5 weeks were casting and finding locations, and then the final 4 weeks we were shooting. So we filmed 5 days a week, so 20 days.
How many actors are in movie?
I'd say like somewhere between a dozen and 20.
Oh, good.
I mean, there's four main the family, there's four in the main family, and then there's the witch, but then the witch has these other minions that are part of her clan that play a significant role as well. And then there's other little guest roles. Dee actually has a significant role in it as well. He's the cousin from out of town.
So he's in the movie as well?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, okay, let's talk about the premiere. It's going to happen very soon. It's going to be in Glasgow Film Festival.
Yeah.
Please tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't know too much about it because I've been to enough festivals to know that they're all pretty different. Some are big and glamorous. Some are kind of underground and, you know, not even playing in a proper cinema. But Glasgow is a proper, you know, well-funded international festival. And the part of the festival we're in is the kind of the horror section in a way that's being presented by Frightfest. And Frightfest are the UK's biggest genre festival, and it happens, I think, in October in London every year. So this Glasgow presentation is their second annual presentation. I know Gore Verbinski's new film is opening our section. He's the director of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and so there's a really good lineup of films I'm excited to be part of.
Great. Stephen, when can we expect movie to be shown in Albania and Australia?
In Australia, it'll be somewhere around August, September. I'll be back in Australia doing screenings of the film, and then our plan at this point is to do a global release around then. And hopefully we can organise some sort of a local release in Albania theatrically before that. So, you know, hopefully mid-year, but I'm going to be going to Albania in March to sort of work out, you know, the feasibility of all that.
Oh, that's great. Stephen, is it too early to talk about sequel?
Well, it's funny, I've been sitting here, you know, editing the film and doing all the post-production for a couple of years, so it's a long time to think about these things, and an idea has recently popped into my head, but you know, I don't know how practical it is to do it. So at this stage, I'm concentrating on, you know, other projects that I've been working on for a long time. But I would totally be open to working in Albania again. I really enjoyed working with everyone. There's a lot of talent there. You know, and people are hungry and ambitious to want to do something new. So I really like the place. And I like the sense of humor that Albanians have, which I think is similar to Australians. Like, there's this kind of don't take shit too seriously kind of attitude that I thought was quite symbiotic.
And the hospitality as well. It's great,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, when we were – it was a challenge for me to – navigate that sometimes, because when we were location scouting, we were just sort of, you know, knocking on people's doors and just saying, oh, hey, we're shooting a movie, can we look in your house? Obviously Dee was the one who was talking to them, and he always did a very good, you know, presentation, like, oh, we're here to shoot a horror film, and this is Stephen, he's come all the way from Australia, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. and you know, these families would, you know, jump up, and the father would be like, take my wife's shoes and let me cook dinner for you. And it was overwhelming sometimes. And, you know, I think in Australia, you know, you tend to sort of politely decline. That's usually the culture. And there it's the opposite. So it was pretty funny sometimes. And everywhere I went, I could never leave without drinking Rocky. Like, so, and I couldn't stand the taste of that when I got there. But when by the time I was leaving, I was actually ordering Rocky at the bar.
It's something really good for you to remember for the rest of your life, I think. It's a really good experience.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Stephen, thank you for your time. We wish you success in the future, more movies and endless awards.
Thank you very much. We'll definitely need all the luck we can get at this point. Thank you.